What the f***?
No, it's okay. On this show, you can say fuck.
All right, Jillian, so we just had our 50th episode last week, so for our 51st episode, we're going to have two dumbest things, which aren't really related, but they're both things that are relevant to the week we're talking about, so we're going to just do that, so fuck
off.
They're
so equally dumb, they deserve to share the space for our 51st episode.
Yeah, pretty much.
You guys tied!
Before we do that, we got to do the sponsor promo, which the numbers are way down. You guys have got to be buying some sex toys. Come on. You've got to go to adamandeve.com. Use the promo code WHAT to get 50% off of a single item, to get 3 free DVDs.
Ah.
They'll cover shipping in the United States, and they'll even throw in a mystery gift.
Ah.
Now I'm getting turned on.
Sorry, I was trying to subliminal messaging, you know, like,
I know, but you're turning me on, and it's making it
show her my O face. Oh.
So, but you guys really need to help us out. Even if you don't want the sex toys, listeners, spread the codes around the internet. Pop them onto forums and things like that.
Everybody's got that horny friend who talks about everything. Be like, well, hey, you can get a bunch of good shit if you go to adamandeve.com and enter the promo code WHAT.
Exactly. Now, for this week's...
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
One is just an update. Last week, Jillian, you and I talked about Vince Magnata. That's the character in the game. Luca Magnata is the psychopath up in Canada. Well, he's been caught. He was actually caught
the day after we recorded.
Yeah. So by the time it aired, it had already been rendered moot. But that's why I prefaced. Remember, in the episode, I kept saying, as record this, this is what's happening.
Well, I know. Remember it was that. Just so funny because I know that we pounded that in. And then I heard about it the next day. I was like, ah, that figures.
Of course. That's the way this shit works.
Hey, Josh,
out.
Guess what? And so everybody listening to it was probably just like, yeah, we know. Go on with it. And so all of our speculation was just meh. Which, well, I don't think they've actually come out and blamed the video game yet, which I'm shocked.
Yeah, well, and they haven't really come out with a lot of details yet, except how the idiot got caught. Jillian, do you know how the moron got caught?
Yeah, because I told you about it. You go ahead.
Well, I was trying to set you up, but fine if you're not going to play along.
I can't be set up, man. I'm on. I'm sharp. I'm on it.
And she's full of nachos right now, if you can't tell.
Into burrito, nacho burrito.
What happened was, Magnata... apparently, just being insane does not make you a criminal genius. He was caught in an internet cafe Googling information about himself while talking on his own cell phone.
Well, and they tracked him via his cell phone, and he had gone, you know, from Canada, and they finally found him in Berlin, yes?
Yeah, and it's just kind of like, really, you're on the run for murder and... multiple acts of border, you know, not quite terrorism, but terrorizing political officials and whatnot. And you're not only going to keep your cell phone, but you're going to keep using it?
Crazy cuckoo psycho head. You should be a little more careful. But the thing of it is, somebody brought up, because I was talking about this with some of my friends, and they were like, well, he probably didn't think he could be extradited and got, like, cocky. And I was like, you know what? With this guy's personality and tendencies, I don't even think he was thinking about that. I think he was just more so, I'm going to leave so they can't find me, and then just didn't think anything about it. Kind of like when you have kids that commit a serious crime, and they don't know how to avoid the authorities, and they don't understand, you know, the ramifications of how they can get caught and what they're doing is all being tracked. I think that he probably has that mentality because he's not all there, clearly.
Clearly.
Well, I mean, not that, you know, he's any less or more than other crazy people who kill people, but you have those people that are just flat out, you know, criminally psychotic to where they know their shit. They, you know what to do to try not to get caught, etc. Versus someone that's schizophrenic, is obsessed with a game, doing their killings based on the game, isn't exactly a criminal mastermind. So I really think that it was just, oh, shit, and not, I really don't think it was one of those, well, I'm in Berlin, they can't do shit to me now, because he did actually go to Paris, I believe. And then he ended up in Berlin.
Yeah, when we recorded our episode, he was in Paris, but then he moved on to Berlin.
So I don't know. Like I said, I'm not in the guy's head, but I wouldn't doubt it if it was more of a situation of just not thinking about tracking versus whatever, they can't extradite me, because otherwise he probably wouldn't have left Paris if that was his reasoning, you know.
And then our other...
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
...is about my buddy Scott Walker.
We're the best of friends.
Okay, you guys know how much basically, he's, like ooh, I said, I've called him a supervillain. What?
And play the My Buddy and Me song. My buddy and me. Oh, I've got a great Photoshop project now. I'm kidding. Well, I won't. I'm kidding.
Well,
go ahead.
He's a borderline supervillain and he's wrecking my state and
yep.
whatnot. Well, he just had his recall election. And he fucking won! That,
yes,
to me,
I have
is the
no
dumbest
hope for
thing.
The future.
Well, okay.
And that's not even dumbest thing on him. That's the dumbest thing for people who voted for him.
Well, right. I mean, Scott from Lost in the Static, he outright said he doesn't want to live in this state anymore. If it's shit's going to be like this, then he doesn't even want to live in this state any longer. And what it comes down to is, why do people vote against their own self-interest? Do you realize
they don't know
that-
any better. You've got people like Scott, or not people, you've got things like Fox News that just twist things around. Everybody believes dirty handlings that these Republicans are throwing out. And this is a whole nother show with how this election shit is going and the whole fair game and all of that crap. But that's what it is. You've got uninformed people that look and, you know, they hear something on a biased news source and they're like, what? That's horrible. And they vote for the other guy or vice versa. And it's just people don't want to take the time to educate themselves. They're going to watch Fox News because it says news in the title, and the shit that spews out of their mouth they think is valid. And so then we're like, oh, okay, well, it's best I vote for this person.
Well, Jillian, do you realize, and I'm not trying to turn this into an anti-Fox News thing, although I am anti-Fox News. Do you realize that Fox News, the channel, actually sued and won in the early 2000s for the right to be able to lie and still call it news?
Mm-hmm.
They, to the listeners, they actually, well, that's not the way it was worded. The way it was worded, it came down to, you do not have to be factually accurate for something to be called news.
See, I thought that's what that whole, you know, slander and libel thing was that you could sue people for.
Funny us, huh?
You're not able to say anything that's blatantly a lie. And yeah, and when was the last time you ever heard, you know, a news source that's biased like that issue a retraction? Like, I can't think of it to where right. It was like, oh, we got our thing wrong, blah, blah, blah.
But here's the most disturbing thing about the Scott Walker recall win. Remember how anti-woman he is, like how he took away their rights to be paid the same as men? He had a record turnout of women voters for him. Jillian, you tell me, as a woman, would you vote for a guy, even if you agreed with him on all the other issues, that he does not think you're as good as a man? Would you vote for this guy?
No, the only thing I can think of is that these were people raised in the 50s where they figure maybe women shouldn't work, or just, I don't know. That's bizarre. Like, either...
I mean, I figured all the bullshit he pulled, he would at least have lost the women's vote. Apparently I'm wrong. Oh, Scott Walker is dumbest thing, just straight out. He's probably going to be our winner at the end of the year. Because he's been on it so many times, too. Yeah, and he's been on the list how many times, too. That's got to count for something, right, Jay?
Yes, and I apologize. I've been looking for it, and I saw a picture earlier today going around Facebook that there were two really good ones, Republican-wise, and one was a quote from Hitler from 1932, something about garnishing wages and then like waging war against those who protest it. And that's kind of what's, you know, going on now. And then the other one was a really good quote. And I can't remember who said the letter. I think it was Adams, where, you know, when they were forming, it says, you know, this state and constitution is not formed by, you know, the Christian church, it's government of the people. And then it's got a quote of Sarah Palin saying the founding fathers founded this country, the intent on religion and belief in God and things like that. And it was really interesting
to see those
two quotes back to back.
Yeah, well, anyone that puts any stock in what Sarah Palin says is a moron straight out. I mean, this is the same woman that wanted to start her presidential campaign in the town where John Wayne was born. Problem is, she picked the town where John Wayne Gacy, the serial killer, was born. You know, this is the woman that doesn't read. This is, okay, I don't want to go off too much off on Sarah Palin. We're way off topic.
No, all right, wait. So, despite my point was not necessarily in Sarah Palin, but that's what a lot of the Tea Partiers and Republicans are doing, is trying to just throw religion down people's throats, and whatever you choose is fine. I'm not saying like, ooh, Christianity. However, they're trying to go back and say that, you know, America was founded on religion and that, you know, we were supposed to have all of this, you know, religion stipulations, when that wasn't true. When you have a quote of one of the founding fathers blatantly saying that, and the whole freedom of religion, and people are just, it just makes me sick with all these dirty, dirty tactics. And we'll have to make that a issue for another show, because there's so much.
Yes. So our dumbest thing went on for about half of the first segment. Well, for the second half, you brought me a story. I'd been aware of it prior to this, Jillian, but I never even actually thought about doing a segment on it until I started to think about it. And then I started going, you know, there's actual meat to this story. Do you want to tell us about the JCPenney? Well, it's not a debacle on JCPenney's part, but the JCPenney debacle on the people's part.
Yeah, for those of you who don't know, and I got a lot of, I actually had reposted this earlier today, and a lot of people were like, JCPenney's still around, and there were kind of misconceptions on what this was about. So yes, JCPenney still exists, for those of you who do not know. And they had run a Mother's Day ad where, you know, all the sales, blah, 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 and it was a picture of two moms with kids. And so the Million Moms March, or whatever the fuck that thing is called, decided to like protest JCPenney and call for boycotts and all of this. And JCPenney responded not with a retraction, not with an apology, but of a similar ad for Father's Day with two dads and kids. So props to fucking JCPenney.
I was just going to say, I respect the company,
yes,
a little bit
lesser,
more, because I expected them to back down.
Oh, yeah. Lesser corporations would have been like, our intention was not to, you know, we believe in equality. Da, da, da. And like some people were, and I don't want to like go in and like call anybody else, but, you know, there were kind of stipulations of like, oh, well, you know, cause you know, people's money is good, whether your orientation. I was like, I don't even think it was more so about like, hey, we support gays, come in and spend your money here. It was more so a, hey, this is Father's Day, this is Mother's Day, equality. These people are parents too. And it's just kind of showing support. I only know of maybe a couple other stores that are very openly pro-gay.
Well, the one I'm thinking of is not a store so much as a product. Have you seen those K? Remember, like KY His and Her commercials?
Oh, His and His now?
Yeah, they have a His and His and a Her and Her. I've seen the commercials on cable channels.
I did not know that. I don't watch a lot of cable anymore.
They actually have ones with a lesbian couple and a gay couple. And I kind of went, okay, it's kind of surprising I only see that on the gay channel, but at least they're advertising like that, and they're making a product that, hey, dudes are going to use this to have sex with dudes. Chicks are going to use it to have sex with chicks. That's an untapped market, no pun intended. That's an untapped market.
I wasn't even thinking it.
In my head as a pun as I was saying it.
And I'm the pun mistress, so I'm surprised I didn't think of that first off. But the thing of that is too, is number one, when you're making commercials, you are very constricted by the channel you're putting it on. So the majority of channels have sticks up their asses, so it probably wouldn't be allowed there. Secondly, props to KY, because, I mean, people are going to use their product regardless. There's tons and tons of products out there that are for, you know, sex and whatnot that are not necessarily geared towards any particular orientation. So by not having a gay or lesbian commercial, it's not like they wouldn't use that product. It's just kind of like, okay, this is used for this. So the fact that they went out and did that and is airing it on a channel, you know, I mean, that's kind of respectful in a way that they don't necessarily have to be doing that. They could have just posted the regular commercial. The majority of people, you know, I know at least, I'm sure it kind of goes both ways, no pun intended as well. Okay, that was kind of intended, but not.
I was going to say there's no way you didn't do that one on purpose.
It was like I said it and then immediately thought it, but I wasn't necessarily trying to go there. But
well,
anyway,
One more quick thing. Okay, fine, go.
No, go ahead. No, go. Sorry. Go.
I was going to say, and I'm not trying to tie this into our sponsor, but Adam and Eve does that as well. They have an Adam and Eve gay site, and they have an Adam and Eve lesbian site as well that specifically catered to those sexual orientations.
And a lot of places don't, because a lot of places it's like, okay, here's your devices here, and here's this here, and, you know, it's just kind of whatever
there
your orientation, you're kind of like, okay, I use this for this, and I'm going to use this for this.
And there are obviously certain devices that are going to work better in a double male you know, bedroom and certain devices that will work better in a double female bedroom.
But even that, though, like some sites do not differentiate. It'll just be like toys or lingerie or what have you. And it's all just mixed in together. And that's really cool because you can actually go. And I didn't even think about that because I wasn't thinking websites, but you can actually go if you guys check it out. And, you know, specifically if you're, you know, a gay male, you can click on that, or it's not just, you know, gay and lesbian all into one. It's very specific. And that's very respectful in that aspect as well. And so you've got companies, stores, websites, which again, I wasn't thinking of, that cater to that, and rightfully so. At the same time though, because unfortunately of how society is, you know, they don't have to be doing this. And so that's shows a lot of respect and support for equality, because the majority of places aren't like that. So, you know, if, you know, you're a lesbian couple or you're a gay couple and you're looking for KY jelly or whatever, and there's a picture of a man and a woman, you're not going to be like, oh, I'm not using that. That's straight jelly. You know, so
straight jelly.
That's straight jelly. Where's the gay jelly?
Term.
Where's the bi jelly?
Day.
Where's the Batman? If I mix straight jelly and gay jelly, do I get bi jelly?
All right, continue.
I can say that. I'm bisexual. I can say that.
I know you are, but just go on.
Anyway, I just want to say, so see, it's kind of like one of those things, like you can be racist against your own race. It's okay. So.
I'm not bisexual or gay, and I believe gays should have the same rights as everybody else. What's that mean?
I meant making the gay straight jelly.
Oh, okay. So it somehow would have been offensive if I'd made that joke?
Yes, because I would have made it seem like you were being more offensive than you were, so I could be funnier by making a comeback. But that's how that works.
Touche.
Okay,
but moving on.
Okay, we digress. The other place that I was thinking of, and I talk about it a lot because I used to work there, etc., but I still like it even though our store has turned kind of preppy in a way, but you can still get cool stuff online, and there is, you know, cool stuff everywhere. But Hot Topic does a lot of, you know, gay and lesbian support. They've got a lot of merchandise, you know, and that's honestly like the only place in Springfield I can think of that actually has, other than seeing like a rainbow something.
I just need to say, Jillian, I respect JCPenney for this decision and for not backing down, and for them basically saying, fuck you, religious conservatives. You don't want to shop here? We don't want your business.
Well, it's not even also religious conservatives. Like, there's a lot of people that aren't necessarily, you know, religious in that way, that just think being gay is gross or wrong. I mean, yes, the majority of them are religious people, but I don't know. Like, if you're getting offended at that, I mean, get the stick out of your fucking ass. It's a picture. I'm sorry. It's not showing, like, two dudes banging for lingerie or anything like that. It's a fucking, if you go to, you know, I mean, just fucking Google it, you know, JCPenney, two moms or two dads or what have you. It'll pop up and there's a picture. It's two dads and they're laughing and they're, you know, playing with two kids like you would see a mom and dad for, you know, Mother's and Father's Day. So there's nothing wrong with it, but the people are just like, oh God, how could you? Get over yourself. They are parents. They have legal rights. Are you going to start saying like, oh, I mean, there's already all the stipulations of gay couples shouldn't have kids, but guess what? They legally can. So fuck you for not wanting to see a fucking picture of two dads or two moms with kids. What the fuck do you care? If you don't eat fast food, are you going to sue all the billboards because they're showing unhealthy shit?
Hey, Jillian, nice way to work the title into that.
Yeah, I say that a lot, though.
Well, and then I just want to end this segment with saying, people, those of you who get offended in an ad like this, get over it. Gay and lesbian couples are not going anywhere. They're here to stay. They're going to gain more power while you lose more power. Yes, this is what you're afraid of, but it's going to happen. Just accept it. They're people. They're just people like you. Would these people who are offended by this ad have been offended if in 1962 JCPenney put out an ad with a black man and a white woman?
I was just going to say that there is a powerful picture going around with interracial couples holding up a sign and looking at the camera saying, at one point, our marriage was illegal as well.
Exactly. You know, it's basically the same thing. All right. On that note, we'll be
see,
back.
See, I told you we need
attack.
Like a longer segment for this.
What you see is what you get with Females for Hire. And it's a lot more than you have ever seen. Yes, Females for Hire makes the happy hooker look like Mother Goose. It's all here, all of it. with everything left in and nothing left out. The story of the jungle they call the street and the girls who have become the most dangerous game on earth. Here is the marketplace, the buyers and the sellers, the conners and the conned, the dream and the nightmare. Females for Hire. They guarantee you a good time. The contract doesn't say you'll come out alive. You're playing with fire. With Females for Hire. From Independent International, rated R. Under 17, not admitted without parent.
Last week, after we were done recording, you and I were talking off mic about product placement in movies and all this bullshit. And then I saw what's been going around the internet this week is that horrible, blatant Subway product placement on the Hawaii Five-O episode where the guy, I mean, it's almost a full minute of a guy talking about why Subway is so great for fat people. And the, I mean, he even says you can get a $5 foot long and all this. And really, it's come to this, Hart?
Yeah. You can look forward to a lot more of this stuff when you've got companies like Dish Network inventing a DVR that will skip the commercials, even in the recording phase. So you don't even have to skip the commercials. They're just already gone. So if you have a business that is in the business of selling things that pays for your entertainment, how the fuck else are you going to make your goddamn money except to put more of these ridiculous, horribly integrated product placement ads into your television program? Because you can't skip that.
Well, then maybe they should stop trying to sell us shit all the time. My problem is, I'm sick of being sold to everywhere I go. I'm sold something when I read a magazine. I'm sold something when I'm reading a comic book. I'm sold something when I'm walking down the street. I'm sold something when I'm driving on a billboard, on the side of a bus, on TV, on radio, on the internet. I'm sick of being sold something. And yes, I get the irony before you pointed out, Hart, that since Adam and Eve sponsors us, technically we're selling something too. I do get the irony of that.
I actually think it's funny because, you know, what do you do when you do a radio show? Aren't you selling yourself, you jackass? Beg outside the Starbucks corporate chain. Won't you listen to my show for a dollar? Listen to my show for a dollar? Please come and listen to my show for a dollar. Please, I'm advertising myself. I want to get my opinions out there. I'm entertaining. I'm really entertaining, I promise. That's what you're doing, man. That's what I'm doing. I'm so scary. I'm so come to American Horrors. I'm so scary. We're all selling something, man. I mean, I get what you're saying with you're sick of being blasted with advertising, but if you're going to watch TV, that's how they pay for the programs. It's been that way from the beginning. I'm fine with that. I think the thing that you're pissed off about and the thing that we're going to be stuck with more is having your entertainment sullied with this blatant, whorish, you know, pandering that's going on where you're kind of forced to watch this. It's interfering with your entertainment. As a consumer of entertainment, you're pissed off that your entertainment is being fucked up in this egregious, so blatant, you know, I mean, like, it's bad. I gotta, you know, that ad you sent me from Subway in Hawaii. Well, for one, this Hawaii Five-O thing sucks anyway. This show sucks a dick. So don't even get me started on fucking the Hawaii Five-O show. Seriously, Josh, what the fuck do you expect when you watch Hawaii 5-0?
I don't watch Hawaii 5-0. I watched the pilot of the new reboot, and I went, yeah, I'm not going to be watching any more of this. I only watched that clip.
I watched the first couple episodes. I remember watching Dick Garrett on TV when I was a very little boy with my dad. Barely remember seeing it on reruns growing up. And the original show is pretty gritty and badass. So
especially for the 60s, yeah.
Terrible. Well, it's got awful. It really is.
Well, but see, Hart, here's where my problem is really coming in. Because as you pointed out, yes, we are all selling ourselves. And I agree with you on that. Where I don't agree is that you knew when you watched the program, you were getting a program. During the commercial breaks is when you'd be sold to. Now we're being sold to throughout the entire show. That I don't like, that the only reason this show exists is to sell you something. God forbid they try to be entertaining, too.
Well, you know, I'm just looking at this as a grown-up, and I really don't have a problem with it. I mean, you're bitching and moaning about product placement in a show you don't even fucking watch. Who gives a fuck? when it intrudes into the serious drama that I'm interested in, then maybe I'll bitch and moan a little bit more. I will admit, I'm a little, guys, when you put your product placement in, you don't do it in the Wayne's World way. That's been done to death. Don't, we're going to make a joke about product placement while we hold the Mountain Dew. Yeah, that joke's been done, guys. It's been done. Let's come up with a new way to make fun of it. It's not going away, man. I'm looking to do it with American Horrors. I'm talking to people about product placement, and we're talking to alcohol people and all kinds of different people about sponsoring our programming. I mean, that's the way it works in the grown-up world. Someone has to come up with the money to make these things, and that's just the way it fucking works, unless you're going to run out on mommy and daddy's money into it.
Well, no, see, what I'm talking about, though, is where it seems out of place. Because obviously, if you're in a movie or a TV show and they walk into a restaurant, it's going to be weird if there's not a Pepsi or a Coke logo and it's just all generic brands. But it's when the Coke logos are everywhere and the Coke logo is on the side of the car, the villains are driving, and everyone's drinking a can of Coke that's got the label faced right to camera.
I think what you're pissed off about, Josh, is when it's blatant. You don't mind when the hero drives the correct car. You don't mind when the lead chick is driving the proper Toyota vehicle. I think what you're talking about is when it's so crass that you notice it.
Right. If I don't notice it, then it just seems like part of the real world to me.
And that's what I think they should stick with. I think that they should stick with that. You know, this notion, you had an episode about copyright where you and Jillian were talking. And Jillian talking about why certain films are or not made. When you have product placement in a film, it's not illegal for me to have my villain drink Pepsi. There's no fucking law that says I can't have Pepsi everywhere in the fucking movie. But I do open myself up to a lawsuit from Pepsi to say that I portray their product in a bad light and that I'm hurting their trademark. That's the thing that keeps the beers and the alcohol, well, not alcohol, but the beer and the Coke and the Pepsi out of these films. That and that your film producer wants that money. Let's say NBC wants Coors Light to pay money to be in that show. And when they pick up reruns of It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia and they rebroadcast it from FX to Comedy Central, well, those are two different companies. So since Sumner Redstone never got paid by Coors, they blur out all the Coors signs in the bar, and I think that's asinine. You got a blur on the wall? It's bullshit. You pull me out of the reality of the programming. That's the part that pisses me off. I would rather see all of the logos in there. Put them all in there. This bullshit where you're going to sue because your Pepsi logo is in the billboard on the public street in the background of my movie. Now, dude, that's what pisses me off.
Yeah,
it's everywhere. How are you going to make a movie and not have this shit somewhere in your screen?
Well, I saw a CSI episode. You know, it's obviously going down the Vegas Strip, and they have what's clearly blurred out, those giant Pep Boy heads. And I'm going, really?
Yep.
You can't even just shoot a scene on CSI and Pep Boys is going to go, oh, no, you got to blur out Pep Boys. We don't want people to know somebody got murdered down the block from a Pep Boys.
It's all about the money, dude. It's all about them getting paid for that Pep Boys commercial.
It's just irritating. I know the reality of it. Doesn't mean I have to like it, is what it boils down to.
As a consumer,
hard, you know?
It sucks, man. Dude, as a viewer of this entertainment, I'm very unhappy about it. When I'm watching a program and there's all these blurred things everywhere, it pulls me out of the reality of the entertainment. I'm no longer entertained. I'm reminded that this is a manufactured entertainment. And it ruins it for me. It fucking sucks. I hate it. And as a creator, I'm like, fuck you. Why can Andy Warhol do lithographs and reprints of Campbell's soup cans all day long, but me as an artist in the motion picture world, I'm going to get sued? What about my rights as an artist? What about my right to portray my art in a realistic fashion and reflect the world that I'm surrounded by? That's the thing I'm offended by and what I'm fighting for a little bit more for artists in America. Portray these brands the way I fucking want to because they're part of the world. They're part of what I'm writing about. They're part of what I'm trying to portray in my film. I'm more offended by that than I am by the terrible Subway thing in the Hawaii Five-0 show I don't even watch. You know, we talk about the product placement, and at American Horrors, my TV network, the Horror Network, I'm actively talking to people about that. We're actively talking to, you know, an electronic cigarette manufacturer about possibly sponsoring our true crime show where we smoke on the air. I'm talking to alcohol manufacturers about putting alcohol on our American Horrors intermission show, or that's our interview show. And why not have a fucking Sierra Nevada pale ale sitting on the table? I just was late to this interview with you because I was interviewing Mark Brooks, this wonderful director, just went way too long. Video for Slayer, a short film with Slayer. He works with on Deathlock, and he's a very creative guy. And I met him on this shoot with Danzig. You know, it all rolls downhill. One thing leads to the other. And he had this whole tale about what it was like to work at Sony and dealing with that corporate mentality. So as a network executive, I'm wrestling with what's appropriate for me. Where am I going to go over the line with product placement? And that's an issue that I'm trying to figure out on my own as a creator of content. Where is the line for me to have a product? In my film, The Garbage Man, I made sure that the killer ate nothing but prefab food, because that's who he was. And it was important that we showed that he only ate prefab food, factory food, you know, all manufactured food, nothing from scratch. And that was an important statement about the character. I spend a lot of my time to advertising film on. That's where you can go to watch American Horrors. So I'm out advertising and promoting it, and it's in all my ads. And here I am. Look at me. I'm selling. Sell, sell. You know, go to filmon.com. Go to filmon.com. You know, I'm selling. So we're kind of all in that boat.
Okay, maybe I'm a little biased because I actually like what you're selling, though.
That might be it, man.
So maybe I'm a tad biased towards American Horrors. Get the Filmon app and then get American Horrors for free or for only $1.95 a month. You can get American Horrors. It's less than a 2 liter of soda.
That's right, guys. If you want to subscribe to American Horrors, you can get it for as little as $1.95 a month. Or you can watch for free if you download the app on your Android.
So I recommend do that. And then next week, it'll be a little bit more serious. We won't be just bitching about stuff.
No, it's good to have a little bit of fun once in a while. We're just talking about pop culture.
Prince of Darkness, hear me.
They call him Luther the Berserk, but his blood brother is called Lucifer.
I command you to appear.
Their form is human, but they have crossed over. Spawn of the devil, master of black arts.
It's been 50 years since a man looked at me like that.
Where the weird rites of the supernatural sensualists defy description, no one is safe when the witchmaker walks a trail of terror. Are you ready to meet the witchmaker?
All right, Jillian. Now, for our final story tonight, I sent you... Okay, this story is not necessarily the biggest news on its own. In my opinion, this story is more indicative of the larger problem we have in schools in America today. A teacher named, and I'm going to probably butcher his name here, so I apologize in advance for that, Lyndon Dorval, Dorval, 61. He's been a teacher for 35 years at Ross Shepherd High School in Edmonton. Well, a week and a half ago, at the principal's request, the school took the unusual step of suspending Mr. Dorval for unprofessional behavior and for, quote, negatively impacting student achievement. What did this evil, evil teacher do? He gave the students zeros when they failed to turn in their homework. What a monster, Jillian, huh?
And that's a qualifying thing, too, because I had professors and whatnot in school that, yeah, you got a zero if you skipped the quiz or the test, but if you had a good excuse, like, you know, my car broke down, I had 103 degree fever, you know, it's not
my appendix exploded.
Yes, it's not a heartless thing. It's like, nope, too bad, I don't care, your grandma died, you got a zero. Like, he's not being heartless. It's literally, you know, if you don't turn in the work and you're not taking the tests and you don't have a good excuse, you're going to get a zero. And he even says in there, and if they come and say, okay, well, look, you know, I see how this is impacting my grade. Can I please make up the quiz? Can I turn in the work later to kind of bring it back up? He works with them on that. He's not being like, you know, a cold asshole. He's literally motivating these students to actually do work, and the school board is doing the opposite.
And it worked. I quote, If I give someone a zero, I show how it will affect his final mark. They come up to me and say, please, when can I make up this quiz? I put the onus on them. By the end of the year, the zeros I give out are almost non-existent. And the teacher and the principal is like, no, 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 you can't do that, because their theory, and oh my God, this is just asinine.
Well, it's the parents too, because you know it trickles down that way. The parents are pissed, so they talk to the principal. And what fucking parent is going to be like, what? You're failing? What? You got a zero? Why? I didn't take the test. I didn't turn my work. How dare he? I'm talking to that principal right away. Like, oh God, I hate today.
The theory is, quote, if you punish them for bad behavior, they might get too demoralized and just give up.
So if I stop, like, coming into work and stuff, that's cool, because, you know, I'll get demoralized if they fire me.
Yeah, it's like, wow. Okay, first of all, you are not preparing these kids at all in any way, shape, or form for the real fucking world. They're going to get eaten alive with this kind of philosophy in the real world, aren't they, Jay?
Well, and that's also how we get people thinking that Canada's a continent.
There are people that think Canada's a continent?
Yeah, that's an old story, a long time ago, Britney Spears.
I hadn't heard. Well, okay, she's not exactly a brain trust.
But that's what I'm saying, is these people are going through. I mean, look at, you know, when they do the roadside that we've talked about before, just the kind of questions on how educated people are, and they don't know basic, you know, history questions or basic questions about today's government, or just, you know, things that you're just like, really? How do you not know that? You know, and like one of them that I saw semi-recently was, what do the stars on the American flag represent? And it's, you know, the states. And they had no idea what that was, what that was about. And it's just like, I was like, dude, I learned that back in early grade school.
Yeah.
And never had a refresher quiz on it. And I still know it.
That's one of those things I consider common knowledge.
Right. Well, and then you've got these kids, which somebody and I were having a conversation, and they were like, well, I can kind of understand that because they don't teach everything in history class. And I think we might have mentioned on the show before, where all these kids, when they re-released Titanic, were shocked to find out it actually happened, and it wasn't just a movie. And
I think that was the dumbest thing, actually.
Yeah, I was astonished at this, and I was talking with a friend. And they were like, oh, well, I can kind of understand that because, I mean, you don't cover history. I was like, no, there's still really, it's like there's just certain things. That's like saying, what, the Holocaust was real? I thought that was just like something in movie plots, like, you know,
Jillian,
Dracula.
I just thought of something. After this new Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter movie comes out, how many kids are going to see a documentary on Abraham Lincoln in school and go, they didn't even mention the vampires?
Oh, my God, that would be awesome.
I just thought of that.
Or, well, the Asylum's got their zombie version out.
Yeah. But I mean, but let me reiterate the stupidity of this. They might get demoralized and just give up. Shouldn't it be the opposite way? We give them punishments for their bad behavior, and if they don't shape up, they get kicked out and they're done. Basically, life will pass them by, and you need to drill that into their heads. We've got to get over this thing in this country where in sports, in schools, everybody gets a trophy. And, you know, or even in younger schools, there's a soccer team that my niece was on. They don't keep score because then there always has to be a losing side.
See,
all
I
right,
don't agree.
You're protecting them from the real world.
I don't agree with not keeping score, especially like in sports and things, but I do think at a certain age, there should be some innocence. You know, if you are having a Halloween party and you've got a bunch of like 5-year-olds or whatever in costumes and it's a big Halloween party, I mean, and this actually happened to me and a few friends, and we had to be like, everybody's costume, because I mean, they're really little. Like, you've got 3-year-olds and 5-year-olds and you're judging them on best costume when it's not anything they did. It's what their parents provided. So situations like that where it's not competitive, and I mean, there's really no reason to assign value to something in that situation. Does that make sense? Kind of participation ribbons. When you're at a certain age, you've got, you know, the first place, second place, third place, even in like track and field, stuff like that in grade schools. And then usually people get a participation ribbon. Now you still have the people with first place, second place, third place, but it's still like, you know, hey, you tried. And there is that distinction between, okay, this person did better than I did, but it wasn't more of a, you know, fuck you. It was like, well, you gave it your all. So in that aspect, I don't think at very, very young ages. It should be, here's the real world, bitch. Kind of like with that college thing we talked about, like, well, welcome to the real world. It's like, you know, but when you're in high school, even before high school, you still get fucking grades. And if you are not even going to do the work, I can understand if someone's really struggling, they're trying, they're failing, you know, get them a tutor, get them whatever. Like, I'm not saying that, you know, oh, well, screw you, welcome to the real world. But when you are blatantly skipping tests, not even turning in assignments, you have to have repercussions. There's no way. And obviously these people don't plan on going to college, because in college, you don't get any, I mean, they don't give you a fucking diploma for not doing anything. So if there's this like zero fail policy, how the fuck do you finish school? Be like, well, all right, I'll sit here for my, you know, 6 hours a day and then just graduate in 4 years. Cool. I'm playing my DS.
But what it comes down to is this whole self-esteem movement. The whole thing in this is that, I'll see, the way it is put in here is, the idea is kids who feel good about themselves will succeed when they get into the real world. And it's going, no.
Not if they don't know anything.
No, exactly. And just feeling good about yourself and having a positive attitude, I'm sorry, that doesn't work in the real world.
Okay, and this is a staple in a lot of movies, but it is actually something that happens. No, I don't have specifics. I didn't even think about it. I would have looked up specific articles, but I have seen it. To where, you know, with the sports, on how they're like, oh, well, you don't, you know, fail jocks and things like that. And they get basically cheated passing because of the whole, like, money for sports and things. And a lot of these people who were basically helped through school when maybe they didn't do all they should have done to graduate, they're not ending up so well. You know, I mean, you've got the few that may go on to the professionals, but, you know, when you're in high school or what have you, everybody has that mentality of like, oh, and then I'm going to go on, you know, college football, and I'm going to go on, and then I'll be, you know, an NFL quarterback and all of this. And in reality, because they were hindered in school, when those opportunities didn't happen for them, they didn't know what to do with themselves. And again, it sounds like I'm talking out my ass, but I'm not. And it's going to
No, you're not.
It's going to be tenfold worse on these kids because they're just not doing anything and they're just, you know, thinking they can coast through. And when they try and get a job wherever, they're not going to have any education.
And the real world is going to pimp slap them like crazy.
Yeah, I mean, even like, I mean, places where you handle money, like at the most, I mean, you know, there's this big distinction against like people that work at fast food and being like, oh, blah, blah, blah. And you look down at them. It's like, well, you know what? If they didn't work there, you wouldn't get your fucking cheeseburger. But at the same time, if these people are not even coasting through school or not even, you know, working through school and they can't fucking do basic math or what have you, they're not even going to be able to get those jobs that people already, you know, as a staple look down on. Well, I mean, not even that, but I mean, you do have to be able to have common sense and social skills and things like that. Like, you can't, there's only so much, even at a job, if you're slacking off, you know, depending, they're gonna fucking get rid of you.
This is actually indicative of a much larger problem, that this whole graduation rate. Do you remember this was back in the Bush era with No Child Left Behind?
Yes.
They said, you know, like, you needed, I think it was a 70% to pass. And so many kids were not passing. They just said, let's just lower the grade to 65 now. Now, look, we didn't have to teach them, and now they all pass. So our numbers on paper are good.
The
education superintendent at this school has boasted his goal is to increase graduation rates by 100%. But he doesn't seem to care if they actually know anything when they graduate.
Well, and the thing is, too, and I mean, I've talked about this. I had strict parents, and, you know, I believe greatly in education. I am a hard worker. And at the same time, you know, again, it's not a case of somebody doesn't understand the material and they're like, well, you can't give them a zero. He's not giving him a zero because, you know, they didn't do their work right or not working with them. It's these kids are literally not showing up to tests, not turning in their work, which I don't really understand how you can not show up to a test, because in my day, they had like the huge, you know, they had a leash on you. If you weren't
pretty
in
much.
Class, your parents got a phone call. So either one, they just went to shit. I don't know. I'm older than I've been out of high school for quite some
and
time.
And I'm older than you.
I've been out of high school for quite a long time, so maybe they don't do that anymore. But, you know, there's the whole thing about you have to take your test home and get it signed, and then if it's not signed, they'll call the parents or whatever system you have. I find it hard to believe that in this day and age, well, no, I don't find it hard to believe. I find it sad that in this day and age, parents don't care about their kids' education, that they're not How are you doing in school? Let me see your report card. You know, and the fact that, well, I got zero, I'm not going to take the tests, I'm not, you know, doing this. It's like, seriously, man, your kids are going to end up so ignorant. And I'm not talking stupid as in they can't formulate a sentence. Ignorance is just as bad. And of course, you know, not everybody can know everything about everything out there. But there's certain things where you should just know it. And you do need basic education. And the fact that you are paying for your child to go to school, you know, what's the point if they're just going to coast through? You pay for it. You're just paying for them to,
you're just paying,
you know,
for the
sit in a room for six, you know, for 6 hours a day or however long they go to school. Then when they get out of school, what then?
Well, and then there's one more thing about this case I want to bring up. Numerous teachers agree with the teacher that's getting fired, who, by the way, he's not even fighting his firing because he was only a couple of months from retirement anyway, so he kind of figures, fuck him. You know, this isn't worth fighting for. But here's the thing. The other teachers disagree with it, disagree with the policy and the thing to fire him. When he asked them to stand up for him, they all said, we don't want the school to retaliate on us. I'm sorry, we can't publicly back you. That's
bitch,
man.
Bitch
out.
To be fair, though, the way the education hiring system is with teachers and all of the shit
especially
that goes
Wisconsin,
on.
Thanks to Scott Walker.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, if I was in the same position, I don't think I'd be able to step forward just because of the economy, how it is, how hard it is to get a fucking teaching job, how underpaid they are. I mean, yeah, that's unfortunate, but their worries are very well substantiated. So that I cannot look at them and be like, you horrible piece of shit for not speaking out.
The other thing is the public is almost totally on the side of Mr. Dorval. Of the 12,000 people polled online, 97% think his firing is bullshit.
Yeah.
So it's like the people bitching seem to be a very small minority, but they seem to be a very powerful minority at the same time, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, I think the best way, which, I mean, of course, this is all still being processed and everything is still going on and the story is developing, at least this school, is, you know, yeah, it's not his responsibility because he's like, fuck it, I'm to retirement. But if he does want the system changed, you know, if he's not worried about his job and he's going to get his pension and everything, you know, the best thing he can do is let it go to the news and let the news, you know, be like, okay, why are you doing this?
The fact that we're talking about it.
Forward.
Yeah, the fact that we're talking about it means that's what he did, basically.
And honestly, it's not really those teachers' responsibilities to come forward. It should be the parents being like, what? This is your policy? No, my kid needs to be working hard. So in kind of defense, I mean, I can totally understand that those teachers don't want to come forward and be like, we agree with this too, it's bullshit, because boom, you're fired, we'll get another teacher. However, with all of the parents and all of the public knowing the story, they're the ones that can bring about the change versus employees. Because employees, unless every single teacher, you know, in the area were to be basically strike, employees are very constrained what they can do against for change. Because in the teaching system, you know, you've got the principal, the superintendent, and this whole hierarchy to where essentially the parents are paying for their kids. They do have a lot more impact than the employees, the teachers, on how school things are run, hence PTA and all of that stuff. So anybody who's looking at these teachers being like, oh, well, you should have backed him, you know, he's getting fired. It's like, number one, he doesn't care that he's getting fired because he's getting, you know, his benefits and everything and doesn't even want to fight it himself. So why would you ask other teachers and coworkers to do it for you? Again, number two, in case you don't know, teachers are just in a horrible position with pay jobs like they've
right.
cut
I agree with that. I agree with that. But all right, maybe saying they bitched out is the wrong thing to do, but I still think it's kind of sleazy to not stand up for what's right. Although I agree with your reasoning why they probably did it.
Yeah, I mean, and that's fair enough. I mean, at the same time, though, I mean, I've been put in bad positions, too, where people didn't back me up, and it is aggravating, but especially in this world where the economy is so bad and you've got people just trying to get jobs that can't get jobs. And especially if you're a teacher and you get fired and say you're, you know, a single parent, you've got three or four kids, you do have to look out for your family. If it's family versus, you know, a friend and standing up. And I mean, like I said, employees being the teacher standing up to a principal when the principal isn't at the top of the food chain isn't going to do a whole lot when the parents can. And maybe the teachers can do something under the table via like going to the news. But again, they can't publicly come out for backlash. So whichever way you want to look at it, fine. But personally, I don't look down on these teachers being like, you piece of shit, you didn't come forward. I can understand and relate with why. At the same time, to each his own. I mean, if there was somebody that wanted to, they would have, and that would have been great. But I don't think it was anything out of malice.
Well, all right. You and I are going to have to agree to disagree on that final part of this then.
Okay.
We both agree that everything that happened is bullshit, but we're going to have to disagree on the reasons there at the end. So Where can we find Jillian online if we wish to?
Find me at Jillian Zarowski on Facebook, Twitter, and on thecinemasnob.com.
And you can find me at 1201beyond.com. You can reach me at 1201beyond@gmail.com. My weekly column, Sanity is Razor Thin, at geekjuicemedia.com. And my monthly column, The Shadows of Pop Culture, in Scene Magazine, if you happen to be in the Green Bay area. Want to say anything before we say goodnight, Jay?
You've got so much more places to find you than I do. When?
How about them hogs? It's a way you're forced to have to survive our school. Make a whole lot of rubber and sports. Watch them, don't act too smart. Be a deep machine and I will let you get ahead. Chop the rammer, save my soul. Rock to the palm of the beat control. Future of America is in their hands. Watch you roll over my head. The foul. Ooh, wow. Religious cult. Tell you your identity. When the locker room parades the pride beat. When I'm the archaeologist, big man, stop the losing land for Christ. Chop the rammer on the brain. Rap, make a bomb, driving me insane. The future of America's in their hands. Watch them roll over our heads. The fouls.
Don't worry about it, son. We were that way when we were young.